as we get into the Deadbeat Beat who are playing at Deli, I wanted to remind you, I didn't mention where it was. Deli in the Alley has four stages, actually five if you include the electronic stage, and it is between 2nd and 3rd Avenue and also on Forest Avenue down in the Cass Corridor. Show's going on all night long, and then it's moving over, as usual, to the Old Miami, where they've got partying and bands going on. The list is too long to mention. Let's just listen to the music, because we're about to go live with Red Stone Soul in the studio in just a matter of minutes. All right, we are almost ready to go live in the studio. In the meantime, let's listen to some Pink Lightning doing First Rodeo. And again, they are going to be at Deli in the Alley Saturday, rain day Sunday. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We are going to be going live with Red Stone Souls in just a matter of minutes. In the meantime, enjoy Pink Lightning's First Rodeo. we're going to be going live with Red Stone Souls in a matter of minutes. In the meantime, let's listen to the Sugarcoats. Got a little bit of fine-tuning to do with the band. Keep in mind, this is the weekend of Dally in the Alley. Next weekend, it's DIY Festival in Ferndale. So much great music. Get out and support it. We're about to go live in the studio with Red Stone Souls. And we are turning the music down. Remind you, get out and support live music this weekend. In the meantime, we are in the studio. Are we ready, Mr. White?
We are ready on the Live Drive at 5 today. We have Red Stone Souls right here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. Fellas, are you there?
We're here. What up, Walter? I mean, Mr. White. Just kidding. His name's not Walter.
Hey, you'll get a demerit if you don't watch out.
Not a chemistry all right. teacher, drama teacher, right?
Right. That's right. I'll give you some drama if you don't watch out.
Shoot. I don't want it from you.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio today. Why don't we start right out with some music? What are you going to play today?
Let's go. We got a song that's going to be on our new CD. It's called Smooth Intentions.
We'll be right back.
of Redstone Souls right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. They are heavy, man. Hey, Redstone Souls, are you there?
We're here.
All right, you want to introduce the band for us?
Yeah. We got Travis Erickson. He's banging on the trash cans over there. Very loudly banging on the trash cans. I don't know what that was. Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. We got Bo plays guitar. He sings for us, too, over there. We got Kevin Bernard on the bass.
Hey, how's it going?
My name's Ian Kerwin. We're Redstone Souls.
and he's hard to hear because he's trying to tune up while he's talking.
Oh, that's my bad. I'll get up on this
mic. Oh, no. Hey, you gotta tune up. You do it because you care.
Once in a while, yeah. I mean, it can't be, sloppy out here. I mean, come on, we're on the radio, right?
That's right. Hey, you got millions of listeners out there.
Oh, yeah, for real. That booming, 2,000-watt tower. Most of the Midwest, right?
close. Real close. Oh, yeah. Real close to home.
Right on. Cool. Well, yeah, we're Redstone Souls. We were formerly the Nines. That was me and Kevin were jamming in that band for a while. We kind of rolled that whole thing into this now.
Yeah, I remember those.
The Nines, we were a band for about a year and a half or so, but we added a couple new pieces, got a new drummer. We figure we're writing new songs. Better, rename the band. It's a totally different band now,
I like the name.
Oh, thanks.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. It's almost like a little ode to, Detroit. Like, Bo, we were talking to his grandpa about, band names. What do you say? Like,
just one of those old Detroit bars, over on the west side. Redstone Lounge. Way back when.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa will tell you about those lounges.
All right.
Well, yeah, ode to old Detroit there. It's not there anymore. It got torn down years ago. But still, hey, Redstone Lounge, we're the Redstone Souls.
Well, a lot of places are like that nowadays.
Right.
Anyways.
You got to get there when they're playing, because clubs open and close if people don't support them.
Oh, yeah, that's where you got to get out there and, just like you said, support that local music. We're going down. We'll be down in Detroit supporting one of our favorite bands, Trippin' Dixie. They're playing down on Saturday night at U Detroit. So, we go support bands. We hope people come support us, too.
That's right. And U Detroit is one of those few places where they broadcast on the internet as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
if
they
you can't
do
get
little,
down, check them out live.
Exactly. They stream all that stuff. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad in here. This is a nice little room. You could stream it live, I think,
We are streaming live right now.
But not video. Okay, all right. That's what I was implying. But, all right. Hey, we'll just get to the music. Why not?
That's right.
Bending people's ears enough here. All right, we're going to do a song called As I Dream. This one's on this, it was on the 9 CD. It's on the Redstone EP now. A little reworked here. But check it out. We'll be right back.
Wow. All
right.
Hey.
Oh, you lost some vocals?
Yeah, I can't get them in my ears.
Oh, well, we'll see if we can do something about that. Margaret, take over here for a minute.
Alrighty. I was reading part of your bio here, and I really like the very last line. They enjoy the freedom of making rock music and take full advantage of the inherent right that gives artists, to do anything that they want. I think other than going out getting girls, I think that's one of the reasons that bands and musicians start playing.
Yeah, we look at it like, you know, we don't want to have real jobs our whole life. Like, if we can make a living doing what we love, you know, with the guitar in our hand, it's like, you know, why not? Hey, it came back a little bit. I don't know. I'm there.
No, he's right. All right. I understand you got a couple of shows coming up. The first one's going to be on the 28th of September at the New Dodge in Hamtramck.
Yeah, we're trying to get a lot of local fans out that way. I mean, it's a little bit of a drive for us, but really kind of looking to get, I guess you would say, expand our audience in that aspect. So,
are you based out of Ann Arbor, or where are you guys coming from?
You know, we practice out near kind of the Fenton, Flint area. Drummer Travis and Kevin, you know, Travis is from Keego Harbor. Kevin's out there. Clarkston area, but we kind of all get together in Fenton. I guess if anyone asks us, we kind of just throw out the Detroit name, you know, kind of ride it on that. So,
well, the Detroit musicians get a lot of respect when they go places. So
exactly.
What the heck? Sure. You're here today. We'll give you the name Detroit Band. So
there you go.
And I love the name of the band. I really do.
Thank you.
Remind people that we're listening to the Redstone Souls here on the Motor Live Drive. We are live in the studio and having a little trouble with the headphones, so we're just going to...
Oh, nothing we can't handle?
No. So you got a couple other shows coming up as well. The Cavern Club in Ann Arbor. I'm not familiar with that place, but it's on Firth Street?
Yeah, that's like right under the Blind Pig.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, it should be a really big show. We were playing with Soleil Moon. It's $20. We're trying to get all of our local fans out there and trying to push out into Ann Arbor area. And
okay, I saw on your Facebook page you also mentioned that you were going to be playing at Callahan's with, how do you pronounce it, Soleil Moon?
Yep, Soleil Moon from Chicago.
Yep.
One of our other, Jack Ashton, our manager, it's another one of his bands, and he kind of pairs us up, and we're going to do some shows down there. They do some shows up here. We just kind of, you know, ride each other's coattails.
We'll
try that again.
All right.
But, yeah, we got the 5th is one of the, you know, going to be one of the biggest ones for us. I mean, like Kevin said, it's just we're looking for a lot of support from our fans in that one, get some pull down there. And, I mean, it could be the, you know, the peg per se that, you know, drops all the balls down and just, like, lets this whole band thing kick off. So trying to make a good impression out there.
Well, the Blind Pig is a great venue.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the basement's pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, the Cavern Club's where it's at, for sure.
It's just down the street from the Blind Pig.
No, it's in the basement.
It's in the basement?
It's underground. I don't know if it's necessarily
different building.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Oh, I know there's a bar in the basement of the Blind Pig.
Right. It's right there. Right on. And yeah, if I could get more of this one up on my monitors too there. If I could get my guitar up a little bit, that'd be cool. And then we'll try the next one. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
This
Crank
one's
up
called
that guitar.
All right, for sure. This one's called 10 Miles of Bad Road, another one off the Redstone album when we get this thing done over the winter time. But for now, you get the live version. Thank you.
The Redstone Souls, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, you mentioned you've got some recording coming up in the future.
Yeah, we're hoping, if the funds are right, you know, that's what we're doing right now. We just want to play shows all summer, get the checkbook right, and then we're going to be shopping around for somewhere to record. So we did the EP at the Loft with Andy Padlin and Celine, and, I mean, we're really happy with that. Maybe we'll go back there. We'll see, you know, see how it all works out when the time comes. We're, like I said, just looking to gig all summer, all fall, and when stuff slows down around Christmas time, maybe bunk up and do some recording, you know?
Okay, you say you've got an EP available?
Yeah, we got an EP out there. It's all you can get it on all of our websites. We're all hip to that social networking stuff. You know, we're on, what are we, Bandcamp, Twitter, Facebook, all that fun stuff. RedstoneSouls.com. How about that? Can't beat it.
All you got it all.
I know you've got a Facebook page, and that links you right to Reverb Nation.
Yep, Reverb Nation's another good one. We got our press kit videos, everything up there. Hopefully we're going to be better about it and start getting some webcasts out.
And and I noticed on Reverb Nation, you can actually get some of your songs as well.
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to get, I guess, the next, you know, idea for the Redstone Souls. I mean, people know Ian from the Nines and Kevin from the Nines, and it's basically that next, the next route into the next band and the new name and everything, and getting our songs out there, especially online, and it's easy for everyone to access, and it helps being on Facebook, because, I mean, I guess, who doesn't have a Facebook nowadays? So it's the easiest way to get to us.
All right.
Yeah, well, definitely. People are even writing right now on Facebook about the show.
So. All right, there you go.
That's right. Who we got writing in so far?
Oh, I clicked off of it. Oh.
Hold on. Yeah, let's get some shout-outs. Right.
Sounds good.
Peter and Scott are listening.
Thanks, Peter.
And Mark. Scott. And Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba.
Right on. And Mark. Got to get him,
got
too.
Mark, oh, nice.
All right, Mark. Okay.
All right, so we got, and, oh, we got them all.
Yeah. Sounds good. You guys, cool. I'm telling you, that booming signal, everyone's hearing it. Oh,
okay.
Shoot. All right, we're going to do one off this, you know, quote-unquote, coming up CD whenever it gets done, you know. This one's called Phases. Than what's usually in here. I don't know how you, what kind of, I don't want to blow the place up.
Oh, we've had many things in here. We've got a different kind of band every week. But it's been a little while since we've had something as loud as you guys.
Oh, I mean, that's like what we do. I know.
Or right? As powerful. We'll say
powerful. We're far too loud everywhere we go.
Well, in fact, one thing I wanted to ask is, Ian, you're a nice, powerful singer. You can hear your vocals over the band.
Oh, I try.
But you got some pretty powerful equipment you're playing through as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the orange keeps me in check for sure. But
in fact, what are you playing today?
Let's see. This is I play this guitar every show, and I need to retire it soon because it's freaking twice as old as me. So it's a 78 SG, and I play this orange rocker over here, 100 watt. But I mean, I don't know. It took me a while to get this thing. You know, it was my dream tone, and finally, in the last 2 years or so, I actually got this whole rig put together. So,
sometimes those old guitars are what you really want.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you're playing that through a Marshall bottom.
Yeah, we got the Marshall over there. It's like an '87 Silver Jubilee. It's pretty. You know, I think they did like a reissue of, you know, what was it? It was made in like '57 or something like that. I don't know it at all. I'm not too much of a techie guy. I just know what sounds good, you know.
Okay.
I'm a tone snob, not a techie.
So okay.
Bo's over here. What do you got, that Telecaster custom shop?
Yeah, I got a nice little custom tele here. Strat neck, reverse headstock. My friend of mine over here, Ian, let me kind of use this until I get my guitar back from the shop.
What do you normally play?
I got an Epiphone Dot hollow body. And then throwing that through a nice Ignator head through a 212 Fox stack. So,
all right.
I like that Ignator though. You know, it does a good job for that little freaking that little bugger.
You have a bunch of pedals on the floor too.
Oh yeah. We try and keep it minimal. I mean, not anything you don't need. You know, I'm not Steve Vai. You know, I got fuzz, more fuzz, and not so fuzz, and that's about it. Tuner.
And I got all the fuzz he doesn't have. So
if we need any more fuzz or anything, yeah, they can cover that.
Okay, and Kevin, what are you playing today?
You know, I do the classic Ampeg Fender combo. I got a jazz bass. It's a 73, and run it through pretty much the effects loop.
Well, no speakers
got the
right
amp
now.
Yeah, I got no speakers right now, but.
But the speakers sound great, man.
and we never give hardly ever give the drummer a mic. So does either of you guys know what he's playing today?
Let's see, some black painted trash cans.
They sound pretty good for trash cans.
Kevin, you probably know what he's playing.
He's got like a Tomahawk.
No, it's a
Mapex Rock V Series.
There you go. There. Got some cool pinstripes on it, which I'm pretty sure is electrical tape, but it looks sweet.
In fact, you'll have to come out to the show and hear and see what these guys are really like.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a little different feeling when you're there. It's just, I'd say, you know, little louder than we're getting in here, but hey, you know, it's all in the effect.
You've got to get it where you can feel it, right?
Right, exactly. We're just a sweaty rock band from Detroit, and that's what you get when you come see us, you know? It's a freaking blast.
All right. In fact, the next time they can see you is at the new Dodge in Hamtramck.
Yep, that's on the 28th. If you're down on that side of town, definitely see us there.
Do you know who you're playing with that night?
Romeo Flynn's, I know for sure.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I can't remember something in the Whales. Oh, it sucks. I can't believe it's slipping my mind right now.
Oh, well.
But they're sweet. I've listened to them a lot. Benjamin from that band, Benjamin K, they're good for sure.
Okay, so the Romeo Flynn's have been here in the past.
Okay, right on. Cool. Well, yeah, on our Facebook and on our flyers, you'll see the two bands. I can't believe it's slipping my mind right now. You know, it's little on the air, you know, kind of, you know, messing with me.
I know.
Well, no, it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, it's all over our flyers and stuff, so there's definitely being a good show there. And, the next week after that, Cavern Club, like we talked about, no matter where it is, it's a basement somewhere. I think a cavern of some sort. I'm not sure.
Well, you get to play on the main floor. You got
the main floor out of
Callahan's.
Oh, yeah.
The 25th.
Yeah, Callahan's, too. That should be a good one. We're playing, like we said, Soleil Moon out of Chicago. We might even, I don't know, it's in the works for now. It might be back-to-back shows, 25th, 26th, but we'll see what happens with it.
All right.
They got a great sound system at Callahan's.
Oh, my gosh. I saw
it's a great place.
Coco Montoya. I think he was there a year or two ago. It was awesome. Tab Benoit.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the sound engineer at Callahan's is used to work at Electric Ladyland, and he's recorded a number of really good live albums there.
Yeah, I bet. Jeez.
So think about it while you're out there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, maybe I'll pick his brain a little bit when we're there.
Yeah. That's right what he's on. There for.
Right, exactly. I'm just going to steal all ideas from him, you know. So I'll trick him into telling me all his secrets.
Give us some secret songs for
right
now.
Right, let's do it. Let's do. We're going to do one called Sun Don't Shine. It's the title track on the EP, and it's all over the internet. See if you can get your hands on it.
Want to mention we got on Facebook, Bob Bauer just posted you guys are doing a great job and he's looking forward to seeing you soon. Right, he does a show down at U Detroit Cafe. You said you were going to go down there Saturday, but it was for a friend show.
Yeah, we did a little showcase there a couple months ago. They do like interviews, two sets kind of thing, like a not so much a bill, but one band, and you just get real in depth with it and real longer interviews and a lot more songs. So a friend of ours now, Tripp and Dixie, is going to be down there, and Bob Bauer hosts the whole night and everything. So he gave us an opportunity to do that show with him, and then I think they kind of got ties too anyway. It didn't really go through us, but they got the same show down there this Saturday, where it's a nice showcase, you know, $10 at the door, and it's, you know, more than
don't
worth your money.
Mention the price.
Oh, I mean, dang it. Dang it.
Yeah, we don't encourage people to tell prices.
Okay,
it's
you,
oh, we got something going on.
My information might not be correct. Excuse me. I don't know who was that. They jumped
on the
mic.
We're not encouraging anybody to buy it, but we do say you ought to get out and support live music. So, also, Scott posted something saying, everyone at NextLink is listening and keep on rocking, guys. So,
all right.
There
we go.
Yeah, NextLink, thanks.
We may not have a very big signal.
It's okay.
We don't have a very big signal locally, but we have a strong support from our local listeners within the FM frequency. But online, it's amazing the number of people that listen and comment on the website. We have podcasts of all of the shows, and we get emails from people all the time that have gone back to old shows and listened to them. So
awesome.
In fact, one person who's listening right now is out of New York. So,
there you go. I like that. We were telling everyone to get on the internet and just, you know, pick it up where they could.
Yeah, you never
ooh,
know.
Ooh, that got really loud. You can bring it back a little bit.
Got to give it up for Scott out there. He's listening from upstate New York.
Right on. Sweet. Well, I mean, I don't want to, how much time we got? One, two more?
You got about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. How about we play one long one? And then we'll wrap it up with a little more talking.
Okay, take it away.
Which one? Do Slow Haze? Sure. So I don't know. We might push it if we do two songs. I don't want you to have to fade us out, so.
Gonna do two?
We'll do Slow Haze. We got one more. We got a couple of the main ones in. A couple of those, Sun Don't Shine and As I Dream, are on our CD. They're all over Facebook, the internet, our website, all that fun stuff.
Okay, and you can catch them at the New Dodge Lounge on the 25th. 28th of September at the Cavern Club on the 5th of October.
Yep, there
and
you go.
And at Callahan's on the 25th of October.
Exactly.
So check them out.
That's the next three are there. Maybe we'll jump on one or two last minute. There's always opportunities, you know, bands dropping off and stuff. So maybe we'll show up somewhere in your backyard, but we'll see.
Well. Redstone Souls.
Right on. All right, this last one's Slow Haze, another one off the new CD whenever that stuff gets done.
We'll be right back.
the hard rockin' Redstone Souls right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today.
Oh, thank you.
Really, I want to thank
Mr. White.
It's okay.
Travis Erickson on drums and trash can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Bernard on bass. Bo Felix on a guitar. And
I'm a guitar, and I'm playing two today.
A guitar. And Ian, is it Kerwan?
Yeah, Kerwin. It looks
Kerwin?
Like Kerwan. Yeah, same.
It's
same
Chinese.
As you can tell, my skin tone and my, you know, exactly.
All right, there, you're on vocals and guitar as well.
All right, you got shows
Souls
coming up?
What do we got? The 28th, September 28th, we're doing the new Dodge and Hamtramck. And then a week later, we'll be everyone on the other side of town will be down in Ann Arbor. Let's see, what is it, October 5th? And that is a big one, so make sure you get down to that one. We might do party buses if we get enough people coming from a different, you know, enough locations out there. So if we get, hey, 20 of you guys, you want a carpool, we'll provide the party bus and the beer.
Whoa.
And we will get you down to the show on the 5th.
Where are you going
to
be coming from?
Anyway, right here. You want me to park them right here? Get 20 people to come from this parking lot, and I will make sure there's a bus here to pick all 20 of you up.
That's students. Pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
You
we're going to
contact them on Facebook.
There you go. Anything you want. And that
Twitter,
is,
Facebook.
That is a serious offer because we're getting at least two of them. And if you want me to get five, you got to let us know.
All right. It sounds like a great opportunity.
For sure.
And so you can get a hold of them on Facebook. Also, redstonesouls.com.
Yep. Twitter, like Bo said, all that fun social networking stuff. We're all over it.
All right. And don't forget Callahan's at the end of October,
yep,
too.
End of October. The 25th, yep. Sure. Should be a blast.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we have about 5 minutes left.
All right. You want to do try one more?
Yeah, you got to finish out the set. Come on. All right. 5 minutes
all
to
right,
go.
Do what do you want to do? Sheepdogs?
I do want to mention that next week we have Patrick Davey and the Ghost coming up. So
there you go. Sounds good. We'll check him out.
And now we're going to have Sheepdogs. Is that what you said?
Yeah. We'll play one more. We were going to cut it, but hey, why not? If we got 5 minutes.
You got five.
Sounds good.
Take it live.
Somebody like you, and I'm
Redstone Souls right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7.